Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow associate, and realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. And our very special guest, Chris Zuzai, who is a business consultant for the Northern and Western Pennsylvania Century 21 Real Estate Organization. Good morning.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Thanks for being with us. I know you traveled from Parsippany, didn't you, today? New Jersey.
Yes. But it was a quick trip. Not bad at all.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. And you got here safely. We are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing numerous real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. You can feel free
to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
We're located at 111 West Drinker Street in Dunmore, Pennsylvania. That's at Dunmore Corners. Anytime you want to stop by, feel free. You can search the MLS or view our listings or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. And you can friend us on Facebook. Okay, Chris. Chris Zuzai, business consultant for Century 21 Real Estate, LLC. Good morning again.
Great to be here, Jackie.
I really appreciate the trip in. I figured, you know, since I'm a Century 21 office, Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, it would be very fitting to have someone from our corporate office come in and talk to us about the franchise and our strengths and why we are who we are.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and it is a great opportunity to talk about Century 21 and all the benefits of our system.
How long have you been with Century 21 Corporate, please?
Just about 6 years now.
Good. And I know that you're my business consultant, and anytime I ever need anything, you're there for me, which I can't thank you enough for. So I appreciate, again, you making this trip in to see me. What's the history of Century 21, if you can, briefly?
Sure. Well, Century 21 was formed in 1971 in Orange County, California, by Art Bartlett and Marsh Fisher. We currently have more than 115,000 agents worldwide and 7,800 offices. We are currently the world's largest residential real estate company.
Largest.
That's correct.
And I know that a lot of effort and energy is spent on international growth.
That's correct.
Okay.
Currently, we're in over 71 countries and territories around the world, and we have more than 5,000 international offices. From Albania to Venezuela.
Good.
We went to St. Martin, and I saw the Century 21 sign. I was like, oh, maybe we can go over there and get a job and work down at St. Martin, and I would love it.
Or get a lead on a nice piece of real estate
there
down
there. There you go.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Whole different way of doing real estate, though, down there.
I can imagine it's a little bit more laid back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, so, you know, those are good numbers, and it's great to be part of some... A franchise that is the largest. And, you know, I mean, it's since 1971. I know we franchised with Century 21. My father, Jack Ruddy, was an independent. It was Jack Ruddy Real Estate. So in 1978, he franchised with Century 21. So you guys were in your pretty much infancy at that time.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you mentioned that to me. Because in talking with the brokers in Pennsylvania, I have a number of them who also franchised right around that time. So I think there was actually a franchise presentation or some sort of outreach at that time to solicit brokers into the system. So I imagine that your father also attended that with some of the other current brokers that we have here in Pennsylvania.
And I remember he and my mother, who was also licensed at the time, went out to California for training.
Yeah, we used to have our corporate headquarters out in California up until I think about 1996 or so. So up until that point, all of the training, all of the meetings were done in California, which some people would say is a little bit better location than sunny Parsippany, New Jersey, but we'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like the fact that you're in Parsippany, that I don't have to go out to California for training.
That's right. An hour and 20 minutes away is better than 5 hours on a plane.
That's true.
Okay. So, you know, getting back to, you know, that was, and in 1978, the gold jacket was really big. And my father and all his agents wore the gold jacket everywhere. And I have to say, anybody that saw the gold jacket from a block away, a mile away, knew that they did real estate.
Yeah, it really is an iconic symbol in the real estate industry. And as we were talking before this interview, I mentioned to you, recently I was watching TV, and I was on watching cable, and I saw the movie War Games. And I had seen this when I was a kid. I saw it in the movie theater, as a matter of fact. But what I didn't realize is that Matthew Broderick's character in the movie, his mother is a Century 21 agent. You see her with her gold jacket in the movie around the dinner table and on the phone. So it was pretty interesting to see Century 21 being positioned in a lot of cultural and iconic imagery throughout the years. We've been in a number of different movies, so that it was interesting to see that one.
Sure. I don't remember it, but I'm sure.
I do.
Okay, good. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Chris Zuzai from Century 21 Real Estate LLC, our business consultant for the Northern and Western Pennsylvania region. You know, my father would encourage all his agents to wear the gold jacket, even when they weren't going to show a house or list a house. And today, people, when I walk in and they're just meeting me for the first time, a lot of people say to me, "Where's your gold jacket?" There's still that level of expectation, because Century 21, really, their efforts to make that so symbolic of the real estate industry was well received by the public. And his agents would go into the grocery store, pick up bananas, milk, whatever, and get a business lead by wearing that gold jacket.
Absolutely. And the jacket has been, you know, it's come and gone into fashion over the past 20 or 30 years. We've gone through a couple redesigns with it. But I think about 3 years ago at one of our conventions, our president at the time, Tom Coons, actually wore his gold jacket out and about in the area. I think it was we were in the Orlando area at the time. And he went to a Home Depot or Lowe's. And he was just walking around in his jacket, and people did come up to him and ask him, "Oh, are you in real estate? Are you with Century 21?" So you're correct. It is a very recognizable symbol of the real estate industry, and I still wear mine from time to time as well.
I have one. I do, but I don't really wear it. It doesn't do well with my color, my skin, and my hair. I don't. It drains me or something.
I never got issued one. I don't know what's going on.
Well,
here.
I was just going to ask you, where is yours?
Yeah, where's the quartermaster? I'm going to put in a requisition.
You need one.
Yes, I do.
It doesn't go with a lot either. You have to wear like brown or black. It's not very versatile.
It just shows how stylish you are when you do wear it, that you know what to coordinate with.
I hate to tell you, but I never really cared for the color.
You like gold.
I love gold otherwise. Gold, yes. Okay.
I know you like gold.
No, but I have to say, Century 21 really did an exceptional job with that gold jacket. And I know that Century 21 Corporate has tried to resurrect it over the years. And I know that there's still agents that still wear it, but it's not as prominent as it once was.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, as you know, all of our offices are independently owned and operated. So it's up to each broker and owner to decide, you know, what they want to incorporate into their office and what they choose not to. We never mandate our brokers or owners do anything from corporate. So it really, if it works for them in their market, we're all for them supporting the Gold Jacket.
Well, I just think everybody's gotten so relaxed lately. A lot of people don't even wear suit coats or suits or, yes, you.
And ties.
Ties. You do not. Button-down shirts.
Yes, no.
No, I know. Okay, now today's campaign, we went from Gold Jackets to today's campaign, which I think is great, Smarter, Bolder, Faster.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that campaign.
Well, that campaign was actually spurred on by our president, Rick Davidson. He came on about a year and a half ago, and his vision for the brand was a very mobile brand, a very forward-thinking brand, really on the edge of technology. And that's where we came up with the Smarter, Bolder, Faster mindset for our company going forward. And it's something that the brokers have really embraced, the agents have really embraced as well. So we're very happy with it.
I like it. I thought it was snappy. I really do take to it well, and I know our agents do as well. So we'll revisit that after the break, if you don't mind. And before the break, because we're headed towards a break, we always review a listing.
Yes, we have a beautiful home that's in Dunmore. It's a beautiful 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath home located at 1701 Madison Avenue for $299,000. This is a gorgeous Victorian style home on a corner lot in a great Dunmore location. It has a modern kitchen, baths, 4 finished floors of living space. It has the white picket fence. It looks like a postcard when you look at the picture. Stained glass windows, the electric fireplace in the dining room. Front living room has a decorative fireplace. It has new carpeting in the second floor bedrooms. It has 2 interior staircases going to the second floor. A storage area on the third floor. Now, the third floor is 28 feet long and 15 feet wide. Also, off of that room, it has an 8x8 cupola. It's like a 6-sided room. It's beautiful. So this is an exceptional home with a lot of space. That's 1701 Madison Avenue in Dunmore for $299,000.
Thank you, Pat. Great home.
Well, can I put a bid in now? Wow, that sounded great.
It does. Look at the picture. Go to jreddy.com and look at the pictures.
And there's a virtual tour, too. So, yeah, it is. It's a phenomenal home. It's gorgeous. Drop-dead gorgeous. Before we go to break, I was doing some stats, you know, just recently, and I was looking to see what the foreclosures in our area, the sold property, how many foreclosures are really selling in our area. And when I divided it between the residential and the multifamily dwellings, out of 1,449 homes, 303 sold, foreclosures sold.
Out of that.
303 foreclosures sold. So that's 20%.
Wow.
And on the multiple unit dwellings, 72 foreclosures sold out of 194 listings. That's 37%. So there's quite a bit of foreclosure activity happening out there, and I just thought I'd let our listeners hear about that.
So there's a lot of good deals out there.
A lot of great deals out there. I mean, unfortunately, I'd like the foreclosure sales to kind of, you know, taper off. It's never a good sign when you see that many foreclosures in an area, but they're as you can see by the percentages, they are a force out there. A significant number of properties are being foreclosed on. Okay, stay with us on the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We will be back after a very brief break. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor and associate, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. And our very special guest, Chris Suzai, business consultant from Century 21 Real Estate LLC. Good morning again.
Good morning, Jackie.
And you're in charge of the northern and western parts of Pennsylvania, correct? Not a territory.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm in charge of it, but I do handle the brokers in those regions, yes.
Okay, good. So, you know, before the break, we were talking about the latest campaign of Century 21, Smarter, Bolder, Faster. And you had mentioned that Rick Davison, our leader, president and CEO of Century 21 Real Estate LLC, that was his whole idea for the company and the vision he had for us, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Rick is, if you've ever met Rick or heard him talk, he's a very forward-thinking individual, very passionate about Century 21, and he really wants to make Century 21 the global leader in real estate transactions. That's his goal, and that's our marching orders going forward. And we think we have the right team in place. We know we have the right brokers and agents in place. So it's just a matter of time before we reach that goal.
Well, I love the fact that when I read up on it, and I know I do, and I've never met him, but I can tell that he's very enthusiastic and energetic. And I love that from my leader, because I really feel that that's important. And I sense that even just from reading materials, how enthusiastic and energetic he is. And in fact, when I was reading up on him, I was amazed to say, here's somebody that's devoted so much to the Century 21 system. And he really, really feels that a lot of his focus is on philanthropy, and that many should also feel that way as well.
Oh, absolutely. Rick is all about giving back to the community, giving back to those in need. He's an avid mountain climber. And what he does is he solicits donations when he goes mountain climbing so he can give to various organizations, give back to those in need as well. And it really goes hand in hand with Century 21 Corporate's philosophy of giving back to the community. As you know, since 1979, Easter Seals has been our chosen philanthropic partner throughout the system. And we are proud to announce that in 2011, we surpassed $100 million raised for Easter Seals. So we were the first organization to raise that much money for Easter Seals. We're the leading donator for Easter Seals on a corporate level. So we're very proud of that as well.
Yeah, that's great. He actually did, Rick Davison did a climb for kids. It was called Climb for Kids. And there was an article featured in Riz Media Real Estate Magazine back in July 2011 issue where he talked about it.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is that when Rick came on board, he gave everybody at corporate these carabiners for mountain climbing. And really the theme was, look, we're all on one team. Let's everybody get on board together and let's climb to the top together. So, you know, he really is a very charismatic individual, very passionate about real estate, very passionate about giving back to kids in this case. So we're very lucky to have a leader like Rick.
Yeah, I was amazed at that undertaking, and I was happy to see that. Getting back to Century 21 Real Estate LLC, I would like to talk about Realogy, who is the parent company. Realogy is the parent company to Century 21, Coldwell Banker, ERA, Sotheby's, and Better Homes and Gardens. Anyone I'm missing there?
Coldwell Banker Commercial, but I think they're technically the same company as Coldwell Banker, so we can just go with the list that you gave.
Okay. And oftentimes when people in the business world realize that Century 21 is under the same roof as Coldwell Banker, ERA, Sotheby's, Better Home and Garden, they have a tendency to say, well, aren't you all the same?
Yeah. While we get along quite well with our sister brands, we are very different from each other. And I can tell you from working in the corporate headquarters, the brands are very much apart from each other. We do share some services, matrix services, if you will, that just help for economies of scale, help the brands share resources such as printing and things like that. But from a strategic point of view, from a operational point of view, the brands are very different from each other in size, in scope, in mission, and so forth. So while we do share the same parent company, we are each our individual companies.
Right, right. And I know that, working in the system, however, not the general public. Now, when you talk about all those other companies, and they're very good companies, and, you know, they have their strengths and we have our strengths. We just celebrated 40 years, correct?
That is correct.
And there was a big write-up about that, and there was a lot of promotion going on about that. And a lot of the other franchises may have been here longer, and some have not been around as long as Century 21. But it's proven, it's tested, and as you said, we're the top in name recognition.
Well, that's correct. Each year for the past 7 years, Century 21 conducts an independent survey about the real estate industry conducted by Millward Brown. And for the past 7 years, Century 21 has been the top real estate brand in brand awareness. In 2010, the most recent study, Century 21 had 94% brand awareness, which led the pack in real estate. And we also had 41% as the most recognized name in real estate, which also led the other brands in the real estate industry. So without a doubt, Century 21 has the most brand awareness in the industry and is the most recognized name in real estate industry.
I can still hear my dad talking to me, and he would often say, when people think of real estate, they think of Century 21.
Absolutely, and that's a testament to our brokers and agents, because we don't get anywhere without the success of our brokers and agents. They're really who Century 21 is. So everything that we have, all the success that we have as a brand, we owe back to the brokers and agents.
Good. And I'm glad that that's recognized on the corporate level. And I know when Rick Davidson, president and CEO, our leader, focused on that smarter, bolder, faster campaign, he did so with an agent in mind. He didn't do it from corporate.
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, the agent is the person who interacts with the buyer or seller. So they're our local representative of Century 21. So we want to make sure that they are the best agents in the industry and that the consumer recognizes that they are the best agents in the industry.
Century 21 has also been known for training and education. And I know back when I got licensed, things were a little different than they are today. We do a lot on the computers, but I had to go actually and take a class, you know, where there was an instructor and there were students, and things aren't done that way anymore. We do webinars and we do classes online, so on and so forth. But that was a whole week, and it was called 21 Training, 2-1 for the Century 21 name. And we spent a lot of time on role-playing and having a business plan and things to do, because when you think about it, a realtor who is earning their livelihood from real estate commissions really needs to be shown what they need to do in order to make what they want to make. And oftentimes the sky's the limit, but you know, there's are other factors involved with that. But you know, I always think about that training and in the instructions that we had and that role playing. It was invaluable.
Oh, absolutely. And Century 21's training has been recognized for 6 years in a row in the top 100 training corporations from Training Magazine. So we're very proud of that. We've seen a lot of our focus in training and advertising really go more online in the past 4 or 5 years. We recognized a shift in the way our agents interact and the way our consumers interact, that more and more was happening online. So that's where we went with our focus, and the results have paid off. We've won a number of awards over the past couple of years for our online efforts, whether it be from Riz Media, whether it be from Inman, two real estate industry leaders. We've been recognized by both of those. So it's really a place where the consumers are going. So we want to make sure that Century 21 is prominent online. And that's where a lot of our focus has been. Because believe it or not, at this point, over 90% of all home searches start online.
That is a phenomenal number. And I have to agree with you. We're seeing it locally here. And I know it's a nationwide number as well. People want to start looking at the photos, the data, everything online before they even meet with a realtor. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here today with us is Chris Zuzai from Century 21 Real Estate LLC, our business consultant from the Northern and Western Pennsylvania region. Before we close, Chris, I want to thank you very much for coming in with us today. There's a lot of discussion yet that we didn't have today regarding the technology and the gold yard sign, the gold post yard sign.
Gold pole.
Yeah.
I know about them.
I know. You install them for our office.
I'm the sign man, too.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. If you can, come back next week.
I'd love to.
All right. More discussion regarding Century 21. Next week. That sounds great. Before we close, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. This is a two-family duplex. That's one apartment on the first floor and one on the second. It's located at 535 Maple Street in Scranton for $134,900. This home is beautiful, completely remodeled. It has hardwood floors, central air with a heat pump, laundry area on the first floor with a nice deck. Beautiful eat-in kitchen with vaulted ceilings and a skylight. The kitchen also has a tile backsplash and tile floor and a wall mount for the flat panel TV. It also has a master bedroom with a master bath and a cedar closet. It's very well insulated with spray foam insulation to cut down on the heating costs. It has two hot water heaters. There's a lot of house located here at 535 Maple Street in Scranton for $134,900.
Thank
you. And that's listed by Trish Conway.
Thank you, Pat. And my tip of the day, if you're selling your house during the holidays, it's important to note, when staging a home during the holiday season, it is important to remember that less is more. And this is from Barb Schwartz, president and CEO of StageHomes.com. It's important that decorations do not go over the top. Furthermore, she says, too much holiday decor can actually distract buyers from the home. If people are busy looking at the decorations, then they will not be looking at your home. There may be potential buyers visiting a home who don't even celebrate your holiday, but their money is just as good, she's added. The key to staging a home with decorations is to keep it simple. Buyers should not leave a home and only remember the decorations.
Very good. I like that one.
Okay. We have to say goodbye. Thank you for joining the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy's. Please remember to email us
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-5225.
To view our listings or search the MLS or to listen to archive radio shows, please visit jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Thanks for listening and have an incredible day.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years' experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.